ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Who have we got on today, Edie, on the podcast?
Poe!
Excuse me, I was just asking.
No, Maureen Poling Yao, you know, from MasterChef.
Oh, I love her! Oh, maybe you might be able to finally ask why you've got such flat meringues.
Should we get started?
I said, I pay your wages.
Really? And what did the doctor say?
Well, he said to me, you'll be fine after a few days, Mrs. McGillicuddy. It's only a cold.
Right. Oh, hello. And welcome to another cuppa with Granny Bingo, where we take Australian celebrities, add a little bit of milk, some sugar, and then let them sit until they go cold. Today we're joined by celebrity cook, actor and artist Poe Ling Yao. Poe, thank you so much for joining us.
G'day, Poe. What do you know, Poe? Put it there, champion. Nice to meet you.
I don't know much, actually.
You don't know much?
Well, let's find out. You know, we're going to get really intense. I'm a bit of an Annabelle's Crabs when it comes to my hard-hitting interviews. So I'm looking forward to digging into Poe.
She's a deep diver.
Now, would you like a cuppa?
I would love a cuppa.
Or would you like to play me?
How do you take it, love?
As often as possible.
I wish.
Dark. Oh.
It's Australian too.
Yeah, very nice.
Just
by the way, I love your decor.
Thank you. Yes. Lovely. Well, welcome to the home. Very nice to have you here. This is, of course, Areola Gardens, the common room here. Now, Poe, I want to go right back to the start. Now, you were born in Malaysia, correct?
I was, yes.
What was it like growing up there?
Milk? Do you want milk?
Yes, please. I'll have a dollop.
I was deeply unhappy, actually,
really?
As a child in Malaysia, yes.
Really?
I always felt like I belonged somewhere else.
Sure.
And quite sort of...
Sugar?
No, thank
Sorry
you.
To interrupt.
No, it's fine. I love...
That one's for you.
Are you okay?
No. I'm fine. What was it? You were traumatised in...
She's going on about her childhood.
Yeah, I know. It's so boring.
Anyway, so Malaysia sounds lovely.
Yes.
Very nice.
Humid. Yeah. I can just remember monsoon season, humidity. Always anxious because I'm pretty certain I had some kind of learning difficulty that was undiagnosed.
You were before your time.
Everyone yes, before my that, time. That's right.
I was wondering.
You,
that
were
makes
you?
A lot of sense.
It does. And anyway, so I didn't understand anything at school, had a lot of trouble learning. But then when I came to Australia, instead of maths, geography and history, we were just doing finger painting and playing in sandy bits. And
our
I was like, I can do this.
Our education system is a little bit behind, I have to say, compared to a lot of the rest of the world.
So I thought, I can nail this. And immediately I was at home.
And so instead of applying yourself and working harder, you decided to just relocate to another country with a bit of a lower sort of education standard.
No, I need to rephrase that because it's not that Australia had a lower academic standard.
No, you've said it now.
I feel like Asian countries have too much of a higher standard when they're too young. Mm. And what I found was I was actually quite a decent student when I came here. Because I was a bit of a dreamer, so, you know, things like art and things that I excelled at were acknowledged and recognised and nurtured.
And then you get to the exams and realise they all get marked down. And then you end up in the entertainment industry.
Correct.
That's pretty much how it works.
So, Poe, you were living for quite a few years as a moron.
I was living as a moron.
Yes. It says Mormon. Sorry.
Mormon.
Oh, no, I've misread that.
I knew what you meant.
Sorry, Mormon. Sorry.
Oh, well, we
how was that?
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Secret underwear.
Oh.
And, you know, very strict.
Yes.
No marriage, no sex before marriage, no masturbation.
Right. See, a lot of the religions do say that, but I don't know that everyone follows it.
No, I learnt that. So I was a Mormon from age 16 to 24.
Right.
And then my husband-to-be, we both left the church together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good on you.
Mm.
So you're not religious today?
No.
Well, that explains the short skirt.
Yes.
Now, you, of course...
And tea.
And tea.
Not allowed to have tea or coffee.
That is no
backbone for a religion, I tell you what. You know, I was raised, I was a good Christian girl growing up, and I wasn't allowed to have meat on Fridays, and I wasn't allowed to have sex before marriage, and I wasn't allowed to have any fun, and I had to do absolutely nothing at all, and I could handle all of that, but if they took my tea away, I tell you what.
She would have burned them down.
I would have joined the hippies straight away.
Yep, I'm being quite wild right now.
Now, Poe, most people know you as a bit of a cook. Maureen and I are both very well known for our cooking around town here in Fairly Plain. I'd love to know, what's your favourite thing to cook?
This will be right up your alley.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not joking. It's a melting moment.
Oh, I love a melting moment. Sort of like a yo-yo, you know.
Yes, I know. I've eaten every type of biscuit there is.
I've been making those since I was 8. And I'm quite good at it.
Very nice. Do you do, because you've got your cafe in the Adelaide Market.
A little bakery.
A little bakery, called Jam Face.
Yes.
Which is sort of what Maureen gets after she eats a jam donut.
Yes. It seems like you've got a bit of a situation that's a bit jam on face-like
try
at the moment.
Try and be polite, darling.
Sorry.
Don't want to embarrass her.
It's not something you'd sort of say to someone.
It's a bit rude, actually, Poe, if you could watch your manners.
Well, you said I had a short skirt and I don't know what you were inferring.
Well, do you ever, because you're a busy person travelling around and doing your television programmes and all that, do you ever get a bit short-staffed at the bakery? Because if you ever need help, Maureen and
I work for biscuits.
She does, literally.
I'll definitely take your details down
later. I do a wonderful sausage roll. I'm well known around town for my sausage rolls. Every Sunday, I do a big batch.
What's your secret? Is it
bourbon.
Bourbon.
They are soaked with bourbon. And I tell you what, the under-12s love it.
They're
not very good on the footy field, but they love my sausage rolls.
So you bake it and then you just steep it in some bourbon.
Absolutely.
Before and after.
Yep.
And then they go home and sleep.
They love it. It's a win-win-win. Maureen's very good with the exotic foods. She does curried sausages, chow mein cabbage, savoury mince.
Favourite.
I'm an international cook.
International,
really.
Cook, very much so.
And sometimes I have butter chicken.
Oh.
You know, that's a curry dish. I've only just recently learned it's not meant to just be chicken and butter.
People still love it. There's a few things in between that.
Slides down your throat beautifully.
How's your snot block?
Oh, it's... Well, I do a fancy version of that.
What do you... How do you make how could you possibly make a snot block fancier?
It's a French vanilla slicer. So instead of snot, it's more of a... It's less a brick as opposed to a three layers of finely made puff pastry and then a lovely creme pâtissière in between. So it goes down easily. You don't choke on it like you do with a snot block, you know?
I think I prefer the brick, to be honest with you.
That's a real meal, isn't it?
It is, and it really sits there. You know, when we used to send the boys off to war, we would often send them off with a snot block and they wouldn't need to eat until they got to Europe. By boat.
And it comes out in the same shape, like a wombat poo.
Yeah.
it comes out. That was the original Anzac biscuit.
Can I tell you, and we don't tell a lot of people this, Poe, but
I
feel like there's a friendship
vibe
forming here.
Yes,
even with the way you're dressed.
Don't tell anybody this.
I don't know if you've travelled around the countryside very much, but have you ever noticed when you go to different towns and you see, Australia's best vanilla slice, Australia's best vanilla slice, Australia's best, and you think,
Australia's.
Do you know how they got those?
They just draw on a sign and chuck it
out
the window.
Maureen and I have a little trick.
Yep.
Here's how you'll never pay for a vanilla slice again.
Yeah, you go in, bring a tall friend with you, and we walk in and we have our name badges, and I have Judge Maureen on there. And then we stand there, we say, just a snot block, thank you. And
I sit there
pipe
with
a hot cappuccino.
Maureen dictates and she says, good texture on the outside. And I make little notes,
And then I walk up and I say to them, look, I wasn't meant to tell you anything here, but I'd like to just pass you a little congratulatory certificate and a little statue. And then we say, we'll fix up the bill, thank you. And then they say,
no,
don't worry about it. Not for you. And then we pop on to the next town. You're a talented cook, Poe, but you also, a lot of people might know this, you worked for a while as a makeup artist.
I did.
Would you have any advice?
And can I say, lovely. I love how
Thank you.
You.
Is more, I've always said.
I agree, yes.
And it's so kind of you not to wear any makeup today, so you didn't show us up. It's very nice of you.
What's your technique? What's the one thing every girl should know?
I think as you get older, spend more time using less. Which is very much your ethos, I can see.
Yeah, I just put a bit of lippy in there.
She's a natural beauty. Yep. My friend. Yep. So, Poe, you're a talented cook. You're a makeup artist. You're a visual artist as well. You do some wonderful artworks I've seen on your Instagram. I find that intimidating, to be honest with you. You're a multi-talented woman. I would love to know what you're bad at. What are you really bad at?
Lots of things.
Oh, tell me everything.
Concentrating.
You've done well so far. You know, you've managed to answer all the questions I've asked.
Yes, I'm not very good at counting.
Okay. That's not good for cooking. But
no, it's not good for cooking.
Certainly not baking.
Yes, no, especially when you're trying to multiply the recipe. Uh-huh. That's a bit of an issue for me. Uh-huh. What else? I just kind of give it everything. I give everything a red hot go. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't necessarily think I'm great at everything, but I give it a red hot go.
I can think of some things you're bad at. I mean, cast my mind back to season one of MasterChef, now you were doing quite well on then, down there, but then you were asked what the ingredients were of a minestrone, and you got kicked off for not knowing the ingredients of a minestrone. Mm. Do you find minestrone triggering now? Can you eat a bowl of minestrone without thinking about Julie Goodwin taking that from you?
You know what? It is triggering for me. And what's triggering is I was my own worst enemy in that moment because I was trying to be clever. Because even though I knew there was oil, salt, pepper, all these ordinary ingredients, I wanted to show them. Mm. And I said barley. But was it barley? No. It was farro, an ancient grain.
Of course. Well, I mean, who doesn't know that?
Pick up the Australian Women's Weekly from time to time, mate. You'll find out. I don't know if this is the right thing to say anymore. It's a new Australian food.
It is, yes. It's from Italy.
It is.
You've been to Italy?
I have.
Not bad. Full of Italians, though, was the only problem.
I thought ruined it.
And now I know that you're one of the judges on MasterChef. You've gone full circle there, really,
haven't you?
What's it like being on there?
It's a big responsibility because we're affecting all these contestants' futures. So we take our decisions very, very seriously.
Of course you would. Do you often ask them what the ingredients of a minestrone are?
I do.
Good on you. Good on you. Make sure that they can do it. I would love to be a judge on MasterChef, mainly because I love two things, eating and judging.
Yeah.
And I think I'd be really good at it.
Yeah. And it's obviously changed. I've liked that it's had an evolution, is what they call it in TV world. Don't know if you people at home will understand that word, but they've got now, you're one of the chefs. Now there's about 100 judges.
There is.
It's a bit like the Wiggles, in my mind. There used to be just four of them, and now there's sort of a revolving cast. Every time you turn up, there's someone new, and as long as they're
the
right looking,
you're the Jeff.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I like the octopus. Do you ever have him on as a judge? He'd be wonderful.
Maybe on as an ingredient.
Do you know they've been declared sentient?
That was quite fun.
Do you know that?
Octopuses,
in England, they've been declared sentient, and you have to euthanise them in a certain way. You can't just throw them into.
So, what, sentient?
Sentient.
What does that mean? This is why.
They have emotions.
This is the problem with Europe.
Woke garbage.
Exactly. Exactly. Next, they're going to be telling us that cows can feel things.
I don't think so.
Well, viewers, sadly, that's all the time we have for today. I hope your taste buds have been sufficiently satiated with our little chat with my very dear new friend, Poe Ling Yao. Poe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been traumatic.
Good on you.
I learned a lot.
We'll go out for a little minestrone sometime soon.
And don't forget to recommend another cuppa to your favourite barista when they're next making your piping hot cappuccino. Until next time, hooroo.
Ta-ta. Wave, Poe.